inside a wooden box, I'd hidden them away. Pages worn and weathered from the passing of the year. The paper had turned yellow and some ink was stained with tears. As I sat down on the attic floor to read them one more time, the tears began to flow again and my heart began to chime. For a love that spent a lifetime, the oceans and a war, recorded there by his loving hands in my daddy's letters. She was barely 21, he a young man of 23. I tied the knot in her parents' home, this brings a big smile to me. 57 years later, great grandkids on their knees. They say it's just a work in progress, but it was meant to be. For just 3 weeks after they were wed, he was shipped back off to war. For 12 long months, she cried for him while he fought on a distant shore. Though she'd read his letters daily, the strain would take its toll. She bought the time and eased some of the pain with my daddy's letters. To my darling Minnie, that's how the letters start. Seem to me an eternity, we have been apart. When I make it home to you, we'll raise a family. 5 or 6 rowdy kids sound about right to me. If somehow I should give my life in this just cause for which I fight, know that I love you and everything will be alright. His words were filled with courage, there was always hope and cheer. My heart is moved by these words that I read. Daddy turned 80 just a few months ago. Troublesome as he goes. Everywhere I see him, see Mama by his side. They make a cute couple, him, and love fills me with pride. Daddy still writes letters to Mama most every day. Words not with pen or ink in an ordinary letter way. He'll take her hand, give her a hug, say I love you, dear. I thank you, Lord, for these words that I read in my daddy's letters. Found them in my attic as I cleaned the other day.